Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，非常欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Do you ever ignore your parents or do you always listen to them?
你曾经忽视你的爸爸妈妈，或者是你总是听他们的话呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1 in the Bible.
今天跟你分享的经文在箴言十三章第一节。
A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1.
箴言十三章第一节，智慧子听父亲的教训，懈慢人不听责备。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下今天这段经文的意思。
A wise son. Wise. W-I-S-E. Wise.
A wise son 就是一个有智慧的儿子。Wise 就是有智慧的。W-I-S-E. A wise son. 一个有智慧的儿子会怎么样呢？
Heeds his father's instruction. Heeds. H-E-E-D-S, heeds.
一个有智慧的儿子 ,a wise son, heeds. Heeds 就是听从 ,H-E-E-D-S, heeds, 听从什么呢?
His father's instruction. Instruction, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, instruction.
A wise son, heeds.一个有智慧的儿子听从 his father's 他爸爸的 instruction， instruction 就是指示或教训，叫做 instruction， I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N， instruction。 所以中文圣经把这一小段翻译成智慧子听父亲的教训。
But a mocker does not listen to rebuke. Mocker. M-O-C-K-E-R. Mocker.
接着说 but, 但是呢 a mocker, 一个亵慢人叫做 mocker, M-O-C-K-E-R. Mocker, 亵慢人怎么样呢
does not listen to rebuke. Rebuke. R-E-B-U-K-E. Rebuke.
一个亵慢人 does not listen 就是不听，不听什么 does not listen to rebuke， rebuke 就是责备 R-E-B-U-K-E rebuke。 那这边中文圣经把这一小段翻译成亵慢人不听责备。
Now let's read the scripture together。
现在我们跟着 Catherine 老师来读这一段的经文。
A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1.
箴言十三章第一节，智慧子听父亲的教训，懈慢人不听责备。
Now let's have some sharing time.
现在我们进入分享的时间咯。
I don't like my parents nagging. I don't think their instructions will ever work. What can I do?
今天的状况是有人说我不喜欢我父母的唠叨，我不认为他们的教训会有用，我该怎么办呢？
If your parents nag, You must first remember that this is because they love and care for you.
如果你的父母唠叨在念你，你必须要首先知道的就是呢，这是因为他们爱你，而且在乎你才这样子做的。
Parents often nag because they are worried about their children.
做父母的会唠叨，因为他们担心他们的儿女。
If your parents often nag, even if you are annoyed, you should try to be patient and listen to them.
如果你的爸妈常常唠叨，即使你觉得很烦，你还是应该要有耐心的来听听他们。
Ignoring them will usually not stop them from nagging.
你想要忽略他们，逃避他们，通常都不会使他们停止唠叨。
If they ask you to do something, give them a deadline and follow through. This can help build trust.
如果他们叫你做什么事情，你可以告诉他们你什么时候会完成，然后就照着那样子去做。这样子呢，你可以建立他们对你的信任。
You can also try to communicate with them in a calm and respectful manner.
当然，你可以试着跟他们来沟通，用一种冷静的并且尊重的态度来跟他们沟通。
And let them know that you do not like their nagging.
当然，你可以让他们知道你不喜欢他们这样子一直的唠叨。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一段的经文。
A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1.
箴言十三章一节，智慧子听父亲的教训，懈慢人不听责备。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us.
如果你有问题或建议，请写信给我们。
We would love to hear from you.
我们非常乐意可以收到你的来信。
We have teaching materials on our website for you to download.
我们有讲义在网站上供您下载。
Please check it out.
请看看吧。
Talk to you again soon.
下次再聊咯。